God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly? Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H, 615 at gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust. Until I die. Oh, I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. Until I die. Oh, I'm gonna watch, fight and pray. I'm going to watch, fight and pray. I'm going to watch, fight and pray. Until I die. Oh, I'm gonna watch, fight and pray. I'm gonna watch, fight and pray. I'm going to watch, fight and pray. Until I die. One more thing. Oh, I'm going to stay on my bending knee. I'm going to stay on my bending knee. I'm going to stay on my bending knee. Until I die. Oh, I'm gonna stay on my bending knee. I'm gonna stay on my bending knee. Oh, I'm gonna stay on my bending knee. Until I die. You see, because I'm putting all of my trust in him. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, I your trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Oh, I will trust in the Lord until I die. While you are standing, I have two verses of scripture, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. From the Old Testament, I want to go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. Did I say Daniel? Okay. Did I say Daniel or Daniel? I mean Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verses 8, you're going to find these words. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. From the New Testament, Colossians chapter 3, and I want you to listen at these words, verse 9 and 10. When you get home, you might want to read verses 1 through 8. But verses 9 and 10 says this: lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You may be seated. Can I just talk for a little while on this thought? God honored resolutions. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You ought to make some God honored resolutions. This is the time of the year, the very beginning. This is just the 10th day where people all over this world have or are in the process of making New Year's resolutions. And I don't know if you have made yours yet, but I have made mine. And let me tell you something, I plan to keep them, even if it means just keeping them in an envelope in my desk drawer. I know that when we make New Year resolutions, we feel bad about breaking them. You know why? Because it takes effort. It takes sacrifice. It takes determination to keep those resolutions. turn to Webster's Dictionary. Webster Dictionary defines the word resolution as a thing determined upon, a decision as to future action. And throughout my years, I have found some New Year's resolutions that I think we can all keep. But Collins, I think I got about 10. And we all can keep them. First one is to gain weight, at least 20 pounds. Stop exercising, because it's only a waste of time. Read less, it makes us think. Stop cooking, we should eat out more. Or we all can keep these. Get more credit cards. Break at least one traffic law. Focus on the faults of others. Sleep in every chance we get. Number 9, and I resemble this one. Eat all the sweets we can. And finally, never make a New Year's resolution again. I believe that we all can keep all 10 of those. You see, this week, people have or will be making resolutions of changes, they wish to keep for this new year. Some of the common ones are to get out of debt or to quit smoking. Brings me to a story that I read some time ago. That was a story that at a New Year's party, there was a young man who asked his friend for a cigarette. Cigarette said to him, the friend said to him, "Well, I thought you made a New Year's resolution that you were not going to smoke anymore." And the friend replied, he said, "Well, I made that resolution to quit smoking." And the young man said, "But I'm in the middle of quitting right now." Puzzled by what his friend said, the other friend asked him, "Say, well, now, what do you mean by you are in the middle of phase one?" He said, "You see, I've quit buying." Some of y'all gonna catch that on the way home. So as we look at our text, and as we forge ahead in 2021, there are three things that we can benefit as we make resolutions that honor God. First of all, is to make resolutions and stick to them. You see, I talked earlier about the common resolutions that people make about getting out of debt and quit smoking, but another common resolution is to lose weight. And if you have noticed me, you can see that I resemble that. Because I know from personal experience, Sister Anderson, that it is not